Geelong's very own drive show.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Most spectacularly average.
Into some weird things.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Triple threat!
Jeez, heavy stacking their clothes off.
Oh, the kid's incredibly smart.
Herbie and Josh.
K-Rock 955.
And here we...
Hello, Louis from the newsroom.
G'day.
I thought you forgot his name for a second.
I almost did.
Pause for dramatic effect.
No, how can I forget Louis Zacca?
That's right. What a gun. It's a great name, isn't it, Louis Zacca?
It is.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Louis Zacca.
Louis Zacca.
You're in here for Cheap Tuesday, though.
Yes.
Not your name.
Which is, you know, you could be here for that. So you've got a theme this week. What movies are we trying to guess?
This week, on the day that we celebrate, or maybe not celebrate, it's probably a bad word to use, but we've hit the record numbers.
Yeah.
Doing movies with numbers in them.
Movies with the numbers.
Hopefully, okay. A bit more uplifting than today's numbers.
Jeez, that was a shocker, wasn't it? Anyway, all right, let's move on.
This is where it gets tricky. The elevator won't move without authorized fingerprint identification,
which we can't fake,
and vocal confirmation from both the security system within the Bellagio,
the Ocean's,
and the vault below,
11.
Which we won't get.
Is it 11, though?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Josh, absolutely.
It is. Okay, Louis?
I've never seen 12 or 13.
You haven't? Oh, yeah. My. I watched them all.
Good?
They're great. 13? They're honestly great.
Have you seen the Ocean
7?
The with the females?
Yeah.
Saw it, yeah.
Was it good?
Wasn't as good, but it was still good.
Yeah. All right.
It was still good.
Cool. All right, next one.
Before we get started, how are you planning on paying for the session?
Sweetie?
How much is it?
$300.
Oh.
$300?
I know. Mm-hmm. It's a rom-com.
Whatever it takes.
Okay, is it
Matthew McConaughey? Kate Hudson?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. Correct.
I watched that recently too.
Such a good movie.
It is.
I love Matthew McConaughey. I got his book, Green Lights.
Oh, just about his life, is it?
Yeah, it's good.
It's all right.
That's his first ever three words on screen.
Really?
Yeah, they were the first three words.
And that's why he keeps just cameoing it in.
All right.
This is Louis' segment. I'll stop giving some facts. Next one.
Can't believe you fell for that.
My grandfather died trying to jumpstart a car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just joking around.
I can't believe you fell for that.
It's an Adam Sandler one.
It is.
Which one is it?
It's with Drew Barrymore. She can't remember anything. 51st
Dates. Oh, 51st Dates.
Correct.
Love the rom-coms.
Oh, yeah, you are the king of rom-coms.
Give me those. Oh, I've seen them all.
If what's your favourite?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one. I'm going to go.
He'd be a Notebook guy, I reckon.
Nah, it's more like.
Too emotional for this guy?
it's emotional. It is. I like The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, and Betty White.
Yeah, that's right. Sandra Bullock. Just
that is a classic.
Just a great movie. Anyway, enough about me. Louis, thank you so much for that.
Brilliant
really work as always.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
So I was just saying before that schools in London want to ban something.
Yeah.
You were quite alarmed as to what it could be.
Well, uniforms?
Ban uniforms.
Well, you know, they're going casual.
Oh, no. No, maybe they've gone too casual because what they want to do is ban slang language.
Oh. What, like?
So, like. You know, oh, they don't like. Like that.
Do you know what a lot of people don't like, because us younger generation use it in the wrong way?
What do you mean?
We just add it in.
It's not like, yeah, as instead of saying, I like something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We end up saying, like, you know, like, whatever. Even though it's not that.
Now, I know that you like to use slang all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, you will occasionally be like, how lit's that? And just drop it into conversation.
It's just easier sometimes. Yeah, I'm up with the lingo, you could
say. You're expressing yourself, that's for sure. So I wanted to put you to the test about old school lingo, if that's all right.
So not current.
No, not current, but stuff they used to use back in the day. Let's see how you go with something like that. Let's start it off. With this one. Flibbity gibbet.
Flibbity gibbet?
Flibbity gibbet.
Is that...
What does it mean?
Flibbity gibbet. I think that would be used in terms of you walk into a room, you stub your toe. Flibbity gibbet!
No, like, you might share a bit of flibbity gibbet.
Oh, it's a cheese board.
No. Gossip.
Oh!
Yeah, flibbity gibbet.
Flibbity gibbet.
Get some flibbity gibbet to share
flibbity
with you.
Flibbity gibbet. Oh, yeah. I don't mind that. Let's bring flibbity gibbet back.
That's a good word, isn't it? Gobmoosh.
That sounds like gobsmack. I'm gobsmacked. I'm shocked. Oh my gosh, I'm startled.
No.
Yes.
Stop yelling, first of all. And no, it's something for gullible.
Oh.
Which sums, you know.
That's a silly word for gullible.
This one I like. Hootenanny.
Hootenanny. Hootenanny. Never mind nanny. Hootenanny.
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 Bit of hootenanny.
Is that the sentence? Bit of shenanigans. Bit of fun times about to happen. Bit of hootenanny tonight.
In a way, it's very specific, this one. Say someone was playing a guitar and you wanted
to... They're useless.
I'd say they've got a skill that some of us might want. No, it's a jam session.
Oh, we're just going to have a jam. We're going to have a hootenanny.
Yeah. Yep.
Far out. That's fun. I'd love to have a hootenanny.
Last one. Bumfuzzled.
Bumfuzzled.
Oh, I'm bumfuzzled.
Flabbergasted. I'm a bit...
By the whole situation, yeah. Maybe.
I'm bumfuzzled. I'm stressed. I'm curious.
Are you just going to say words?
I'm bumfuzzled. I can't believe that
I'm just
happened.
A bit bumfuzzled about the situation.
Oh, blasé. I'm a bit...
bit confused.
Yeah. sorry, Josh, I was a bit bumfuzzled then.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Not too bad.
Let's say we bring him back.
Oh, some of them, I reckon.
That's fun.
Hootenanny?
Hootenanny can stay. 100%. Finally, I could actually jam.
Herbie and Josh driving home on K-Rock 95.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, it's been dubbed the wedding of the year. It's a Russian couple.
Yeah.
Self-made millionaire Maria Soledair, who's married to Joan Schnutzelwalzer.
Okay, yeah, right. Power couple.
Power couple. But their wedding...
How much did it cost?
It's cost them $5.6 million.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's ridiculous.
It's a lot of money.
$5.6
million. Yep. So they're a Russian couple, but they had their ceremony over
in
Zambia.
What did they have?
Well, they flew all their guests over from Russia to Zambia.
Yep.
They had the backdrop of the Victoria Falls.
Oh, geez, that's pretty nice.
Behind their wedding photos, so, you know, the cute ones where you look into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
They have multiple different ones with, like, there's giraffes in one, then there's zebras in another.
Oh, okay.
It was a five-day ceremony.
Okay.
One
now
of
it's starting to sound a bit better.
Recovery white water rafting.
Geez, you wish you had the money to sort of... But still, would I do that for $5.6 million? I'd probably scale it back a fair bit.
See, that's the thing. For me, it's a bit too much, but it's not the most money that's been spent.
What?
There was a wedding in Dubai. This is in the Guinness World Record books. Price tag? $44
million.
Oh. One day. Like, I can understand hearing that why you haven't popped the question yet. It makes
that's right.
So much sense.
I'm scared about spending that much money.
Have you been a best man before?
No.
No?
No.
You'll probably get the call up maybe one day.
Yeah, well, there's a few people, but all my mates aren't married.
You know the term, the best man, it actually came from an old custom practice in countries. Mm-hmm. So the groom and his groomsmen would kidnap the bride-to-be before the wedding day. And whoever succeeded at doing the best abduction then got the best man role.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you kidnapped the bride.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how that really makes you a better
man. That doesn't sound like someone you'd want on your side, really, to be honest.
At weddings, I know a lot of people get concerned when it comes to the guest list and how many people.
Oh, yeah. That's I think people get upset if they don't get invited, but a wedding is different. You know, if you can only afford so many people.
Well, I'll tell you what, you'd be upset if you didn't get an invite to this wedding. There was a Jewish wedding over in Jerusalem. 60,000 people.
Imagine if you missed out.
If you missed out and you're like, what do you mean I haven't made it? But then...
Well, you wouldn't know who they are. There are people that didn't like even know who they are.
Exactly.
You can't tell me you know who all 60,000 people are.
Imagine sitting there greeting them, going name by name by name.
Yeah.
But then this one just got me. So a wedding veil, a lot of girls love it.
Yep.
The longest wedding veil ever.
That's the thing you flick over the...
Flick over. And so normally when you're walking up, it can be, the big trail.
Yeah.
It ran for a whopping 3 kilometres.
Imagine the guy trying to unveil it.
But even the grooms, like standing there, because you know how they like are watching his face when she's rocking up. The person behind has got to revel along with her little legs, bringing it.
It's like one of those clown scarves that you just pull them out. You're like, when do you get to kiss her? You know?
It's never happening.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh on K Rock 955.
So, Herbie, they say when you date someone, you end up dating their family too, because that's a big part of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's key that you think you want to get on with those people.
Correct.
Now, I think that I get on really well with Kat's dad, Keith.
Yes, he sounds like a character. You mentioned him before.
Raved about him before.
Yeah.
Really enjoy when I get to go up there. We have beers on the deck together or whatever it might be. Just hang out.
Good yarns.
He makes me come and try and do handiwork. I can't do that, but I'll come anyway.
Yeah.
But I've discovered something that I think has put our relationship in jeopardy, and I want to get some clarification on it. So we've got him on the line, my partner, Kat's dad, Keith. Welcome, Keith. How are you?
Oh, dangerously well.
Now, Keith, I thought that you and I got on very well. I thought we were good mates.
Famously, I would have said, famously.
Cool. Well, something's come to my attention, and I just want to bring it up with you to see if there's any reason for it. I now know that there is no photo of me on the mantelpiece at your house in Proserpine or anywhere in the house.
Oh, thank goodness I'm not in charge of that buddy operation then, eh?
Keith, is this to do with maybe that Josh hasn't asked the question yet?
Oh, no. Look, I tell my kids to stay single and bring their kids up the same way. That's the only thing they ever listen to me about.
Well, it looks that way. It looks like Kat's a single mum.
So, that's okay.
So, oh, God. So, Keith, how do I get on the mantelpiece? What am I going to do to get there?
Well, you probably have to speak to the trouble and strife. You know, she'll... she's in charge of all those sort of decoration dust collectors, but she's got a whole heap more of them over there at the moment. So, but yeah, you're probably right. I haven't seen one there.
Do you think it's maybe got something to do with the way Josh looks? Because he rates himself. He's got tickets on himself. But do you reckon maybe they're thinking he's not good enough for the family?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's that posh beer he drinks, you know. I've been busy cleaning it up since he was up here last sort of thing, and I'm starting to... I think I'm going across to be an AFL buddy supporter or something like that. I'm starting to worry.
All right. So the main thing is, though, it's not your reasoning. Like, you know, we're still all good, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't wait to get down there in the lockdown... village of Victoria. Yeah.
In terms of your in-laws, I mean your, what's it called? Yeah, your daughter son-in-laws.
Yeah.
Where does Josh rank?
Oh mate, he's up there. He's the only one that's provided a granddaughter, so he's the man.
Oh, he's the man. Doesn't need to hear that.
We'll just leave it there then, Keith. That's all we need to hear. Well, I appreciate your time. I have to take it up with Elder then, and but I just wanted to make sure we're all good, because I did see a picture of, you know, Terrence's old beau, and she's no longer with the family. So I was wondering, you know, geez, I've done something wrong.
Serious? Oh, look, I'd have to even, I wouldn't probably even remember the name, but I'll have to check it out and see if I can... See if I can find it in amongst the crowd there.
At least you know Josh's name.
Well, we'll let you get back to paradise. And
enjoy those normal beers.
Yep. We're getting converted one day. Get away from those posh stuff.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K Rock 955.
Coast. All right, Herbie, this is a game we like to play. We're going to get to 10, but today's story is based off of Justin Bieber. You know this song? I got my peaches
out in Georgia. Oh, that's right. I get my
from California. So he's launching his own peaches cannabis products over in the States in California. Obviously, it's legal over there.
Yeah.
For over 21. So he's getting in. That's his side hustle.
Branched into cannabis.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's huge over there, especially California.
Yeah. Well, they made a lot of money, didn't they, all those businesses? Anyway, so these are celebrities that have side hustles.
Okay,
so...
They all do these days because they get money.
Because they've got so much money. Like, and think about it. It's not us coming up with ideas then when you're rich. It's people coming to you with the good ideas.
Exactly.
So you just go, okay, yeah, I can invest in that.
Jeepers, that'd be nice. How much are you paying? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Alrighty, so we've got a minute on the clock to get 10 celebrities.
Okay, head in the game.
I believe you can do it.
You always do. You always back me in for the win, and I love that about you, but we haven't won.
Yeah, we've won when you've done it.
Yeah.
And just not the other way around. Okay, maybe I could describe better.
It's not you.
All right.
I never think it's you.
All right, 1 minute on the clock, 10 celebrities. Here we go. Old pop star. She's very famous, probably late for her own concerts.
Oh, J-Lo? I don't know.
No.
Old pop star.
Like old,
Madonna.
Yes.
Yes.
Action hero. Everyone loves him. He's in The Matrix.
I don't know The Matrix.
Oh,
Pass.
1 week.
Pass.
All right. Pop star.
John Leto.
No.
Jared Leto.
No. Pop star from the Caribbean.
Pop star from the Caribbean.
Yeah, she sings. She's got her own line of.
Nicki Minaj.
No.
Rihanna.
Yes. We talked about it before. She was in a movie with Adam Sandler.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes. She's got a candle that smells like something of her.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. Good looking wrestler.
The Rock.
Yes. Old school rapper.
Will Smith.
Nah.
Jamie Foxx.
No, no, one of the big one names. He's a big...
Biggie Smalls.
No, no, like...
Eminem.
No, like... he'd also be into what Justin Bieber's into.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. Keanu Reeves was the one we were looking for.
I think he's dumped me before, to be honest. Bloody Keanu. You should have done with Snoop Dogg Menu Log.
Menu Log.
No, it's me.
I just thought when I said old school rapper, because we talked about Dr. Dre the other day, you'd have been like, oh, him or Snoop Dogg.
Well, I went, how many else did I say? Silly ones.
You missed out three more. Lenny Kravitz, Reese Witherspoon, and 50 Cent.
Oh, what's Reese Witherspoon doing?
I've forgotten now.
Nothing that big.
No, it wasn't great. I remember looking like, oh, okay.
She's doing something.
Good on you.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, a very unfortunate injury has happened to a lady from North Carolina. Her name's Sam. She's 25 years old.
Yeah.
And she's ended up in the ICU because she has got cellulitis and sepsis.
Oh, geez. It's like an infection.
She's doing okay now, but she was pretty bad at the time because it was caused by the chafing of her short shorts.
Jeez. Jeez, they must have been tight.
Yeah.
Surely when you're like, well, these are a bit much, I'm going to take them off. Maybe they're not for me right now.
Exactly. This is the thing.
That's what you think.
She went to say she was rushed to the hospital because her short shorts caused a wedgie.
So she couldn't get them off.
They'll ride up the clacker and then they'll
wow.
rubbing. So, you know, nothing worse than chafing. I'm a no. girl that knows the chafe.
Yeah.
And, gosh, they were right up there that then they had to remove the pants medically to get them to then. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot
That's
of pain.
Killer.
That's why you shouldn't wear short shorts.
No.
Do you wear a short short guy?
No, not really. Like, not my really? Board shorts are, I don't know,
You're
are they short?
Normal short?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yours are normal.
Yeah.
Yours are normal.
Mm.
I just remember I had a pair of board shorts when I was younger.
Did you?
But mine weren't normal length. Mine were the 3/4.
Oh, that's cringe.
And
that's,
I can remember.
That's the worst. That was like the 3/4 cargo pants.
Do you know the worst was?
Why do you think they were good?
When I was like 11, I think that's when we went to Fiji, I really thought I was the hippest, coolest person going around town. I wore more clothes in the water than I did out the water. I had these 3/4 board shorts. They were orange with blue racing stripes down the side. And I kid you not, I remember walking to the pool with a black rashie on, thinking every little boy in this pool is checking me out right now.
I mean, they're looking at you, but I don't think it's for what you're hoping.
And it was after that holiday.
Yeah.
No one liked the shorts. Mum didn't like the shorts because she really wanted a little girl, being one of five with only four brothers. She's like, come on, can you, you know, put some more girly clothes on. Dress up for me. But I love my shorts, so I wasn't taking them off until we went to this playground one day. It was one of my brother's younger birthday parties. And you know those inflatable slides that you can go down?
Yeah. Awesome.
So I'm
Heaps
excited. You know me. Everyone follow me. I want a bit of attention. Watch what I'm about to do down the slide. I've got me bloody orange shorts on. Get to the top. Do the biggest show. Get a crowd around because obviously I need a bit of attention. Bring it on. Climb it down. And I do the 1, 2, 3. I slide down, and as I slide down, my stripes on the side came apart, so now I'm just flapping. It's now just a
The
skirt.
Speed stripes have gone too quick. you can't do anything.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Citizens arrest. They're an interesting thing. I actually didn't know they were existed or a real thing until a couple of years ago.
Like, as in you didn't know, like you'd seen on the movies, but you weren't sure that you were actually allowed to do that?
I thought the police have to be the ones that are arresting you. But no, the citizen can.
Okay.
Technically.
Technically, they can just, you know, hold you there until the police come. Gotcha.
It's wild.
That is wild. Would you do it? If you had the chance, would you have a crack?
I'd have to. It's a situation thing. It's such a hard thing to know until you're in that situation.
Could I take that person down? You know?
How quick is backup coming? You know?
Yeah, that's
that would
right.
be the questions going through my head. Yeah. But they definitely weren't
They're
the questions.
They're already gone by now.
They weren't the questions going through a guy over in the UK's head. So he was actually in court.
Oh, right.
And he'd been convicted of assault. And so he was at his
hearing.
And he didn't approve with what the judge was saying. And so he jumped the barrier and then tried to citizen arrest the judge. Which only
that doesn't
led to him
work,
getting
does it?
Arrested.
No.
No. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean you can just lay on a citizen arrest.
There has to be a reason that you've...
Committed a crime or something.
Okay. Like you've seen someone steal something. Okay, I'm going to just hold you here until...
Not because you don't
go.
Like the person
and
you aren't happy with whatever they're doing to you.
Because they're putting you in jail.
So he found himself in more hot water, which is obviously fair enough. Yep. But it did get me thinking back at a time a few years ago. I was working on another radio station and we had our brother stationed next to us and the windows looked out to the street. So while you're on air, you could see what was happening out on the street.
Yeah, yep.
And so we're just live on air. And then next thing you know, I can see one of the announcers from the other station just pop out, run out because a guy had been doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so he just, I'm not lying when I say pounce, like he came from 2 metres back and was
like
airborne and got him to the ground and then citizen arrest and was on him. And so this is all, I was like, what's happening? While we're live on air. And then the police rocked up and he stayed on him for ages until,
that's
the popo came.
Jeez, that's confidence, isn't it? You need to back yourself in to one that you've seen them do the thing. Because I'd be questioning, did they actually do that?
Well, lucky there was cameras out the front, so he didn't end up getting charged. Have you ever seen one?
No, I'm never really around...
Would you back yourself if
not? Absolutely not. I told you'd have to. It'd have to be a really like a 5-year-old has committed a crime. I'm just going to hold you back. I'd try to, and like it'd make sure everything around me is okay. But you know, don't be a hero, in my opinion.
Let
the heroes do the hero work.
Well, I'd love to hear from you. Have you witnessed or made a citizen's arrest? Give us a call 522-322-955.
Asking the question, Herbie, 522-322-955, have you ever conducted a citizen's arrest?
That's right. A guy over in the UK, he was at his own court hearing because he'd already committed a crime and he decided to try and citizen arrest the judge because he wasn't happy with it.
Jeez.
Why?
Mate? Why would you even try that?
I know. Now he's got to go back to court. Again,
yeah,
just a silly, silly move.
Two things. You're definitely going to jail.
You said before that you don't think you could be the person to actually conduct one.
It just depends. Like, I'd have to be pretty confident that I could, one, take that guy down. And what's he done? Like, is it a very serious crime?
Did he steal a handbag in front of you? You saw him steal someone's handbag.
And he's bigger than me?
Well, he's a bit bigger,
I'd probably just go look after the victim and like, hey, I'll wait with you until the police come.
Yeah.
Geez, he was quick.
I tried. There's someone locally putting you to shame.
Oh, right, here you go.
So Linda's messaged us at our Facebook page and said, yeah, this has happened. Something happened in our yard. We caught a would-be thief.
Yep.
His mate got away. And then the little boy tried to scream, you can't touch me, I'm a minor.
Yeah.
So then... her 12-year-old daughter rugby tackled him and made him face plant, and then she sat on him until the police arrived.
Yeah, but you should have seen the other guy. Like, I couldn't get him.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh, ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Yeah.
It's yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Let's kick it off with this one. breaking up with someone because of their finances.
Yeah, nah.
As long as you're not, you know, gambling my money or our money away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if there's a problem there. But if you, you know, if you're not earning lots of money, then no way.
Shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Yeah. Love's love.
Apparently one in eight people have been broken up for that reason.
Because they're not making the dosh.
That's right.
Really?
13% of the population apparently have been just... They're saying, no, you don't have it.
A lot of gold diggers out there.
Well, yeah, I guess also you got to think about your future too, don't you? I don't know.
Yeah, but surely you want to spend it with someone that you love.
That's
right,
it's about the rich things.
I mean, money is great material. To help you get by.
That's
but
true, yeah.
I'd rather be in a happy relationship.
Speaking of money, paying for a suit you can't wear.
Yeah,
that's stupid. That is so stupid. I love a suit. I'm big into...
You are a suit person.
Yeah, I own a couple. And I've got a red, I've got a pink, I've got a purple and a black. I love them. They're great. So, but if I couldn't wear it, why would I buy it?
So you know about the NFT craze and everything.
I just don't get that. I don't get it.
It's like it's an art thing. Do you get art, you know?
No, but at least like if you buy a painting, you can have that in your room. If I buy the NFT of it, what do I have? Nothing.
Well, you got a digital copy of it.
But that's stupid. I could look it up right now.
So Dolce & Gabbana have sold a $1 million suit that, well, it doesn't exist. That one, you'll actually be able to get a suit with it. They're going to make one for you. But there's some items they sold, like a tiara and a crown for like $300,000, which are just purely digital.
So it's just a design.
Just a digital design of a thing, but that's yours.
Who has got money to splash like that?
Rich people.
That is ridiculous.
Why do people buy Pokemon cards for $500,000? You know what I mean? It's literally a piece of cardboard.
That's true. I mean, yeah. There's charities.
If you can
out
make
there.
Money for it, whatever.
We should really get an NFT and not, I mean, make one.
Make one, yeah. With the skills that we've got.
You don't need many. They're invisible.
$1 million vax.
Do
you mean I would get $1 million?
Have you not seen it? It's finally here. The lottery for you can win $1 million. Did you not know?
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh, heavy.
No, I want this.
This is what I've been waiting for the whole time.
But we're already vaxxed.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. As long as you're fully vaxxed by, I think it's like December 13th or something.
Oh.
You're in the draw. So you have to, like, there's daily draws where you can win $1,000.
Is this in Australia?
Yeah, it's in Victoria.
Holy
you can do it right
cow.
Now. $1 million vax.com. And then basically you just have to show that you're fully vaccinated. But I think they draw the prize November 5th.
Far out, Brussels sprout.
Yeah.
Jab me now.
So one person is going to win $1 million.
If you're not getting jabbed, you're an idiot. You can get $1 million.
$1 million, I know.
That is so good.
I know. I was waiting for it the whole time.
It's here.
It's here. Incredible, wouldn't it?
Jab away.
Will everyone know that you've won it, though? They'd have to tell you.
Well, they know if you did. You'd start looking.
Debbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.